Palestinian national unity talks opened in Cairo today under Egyptian auspices, with hopes that a dozen Palestinian groups can agree on a new government reuniting the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. But the Islamist group Hamas and the rival Fatah group, which dominates the Palestinian Authority, have different visions of the crucial question on how to deal with Israel. The director of the Israel-Palestine Center for Research and Information, Gershon Baskin, told us the international community would rather see nonpartisan technocrats in control.
Well, I think that what the international community, led by the United States and certain members of the European Union, is sending a clear message to the Palestinian Authority that any new government that comes about from reconciliation talks would have to be a technocratic government that could be backed by both sides but would not have any prominent Hamas members in it, and that Prime Minister Sanam Fayyad would have to continue on in the position of either Prime Minister or Minister of Finance in order to get the continued financial support of the international community. We're moving into a mood of conflict management, not conflict resolution. I think the visit of George Mitchell, who's coming out today to the region, be meeting with the Israelis and the Palestinians here, is again an assessment of the situation on the ground after the Israeli elections, with the Hamas Fatah reconciliation talks going on. Mitchell is trying to get an appraisal of what might be possible in the coming months. But I think that everyone is going to be focused much more on preventing a deterioration of the situation rather than looking towards some real resolution of the conflict.